Nolte, same Democrat lawmakers who dox us want to confiscate our guns. By John Nolte on August 7, 2019. If Democrat lawmakers like Representative Joaquin Castro, DTX, are willing to dox us now, what do Democrats have in mind for us once we are disarmed and helpless? If you take a serious look at the Democrat presidential candidates and elected officials, you will see fascism on steroids. A creeping, scary, very real threat to anyone who dares not support them. All over cable news, and without being challenged by the corrupt media, we are being attacked as racists by elected officials simply because we support President Trump, who is not a racist, who has condemned white supremacy countless times, and who has done more to lift up minority communities than the first black president, or any modern president. That doesn't matter, though. Because fascists are not interested in the truth, they are only interested in power. To facilitate an invasion of illegal aliens, i.e. future Democrats who will turn red states into blue states, Democrat elected officials are comparing America's migrant detention centers to Nazi concentration camps. They are comparing the Americans who enforce the border laws written by elected officials to Nazis. This is an incendiary comparison that has already been embraced by two left-wing terrorists. An inflammatory comparison that already has a body count. Like something out of Stalin's Russia, Democrat elected officials are now publicly doxing us, putting targets on the back of Trump supporters to see that they are harassed, their businesses destroyed. The list above is not a list of plutocrats. Some are retired, some are self-employed, and some own barbecue joints. And the person who published this list is not some Antifa loon, is not some unhinged left-wing activist. No, this is an elected congressman whose twin brother is running for president. So let's add this all up. And keep in mind that I am talking about elected officials here. Not activists, not Antifa, not even the establishment media. Democrats' elected officials are smearing more than 60 million Americans as racists because we don't vote for Democrats. Democrat elected officials are comparing America's humane migrant detention centers, where no one is forced to work, and where you can leave at any time if you agree to go back to where you belong, to Nazi concentration camps. Democrat elected officials are doxing everyday Americans, calling for harassment campaigns against everyday Americans simply because they support someone other than a Democrat. And here's the kicker. These same Democrat elected officials want to take away our right to defend ourselves, want to confiscate, yes, confiscate, our guns. Patty O'Rourke wants to confiscate our guns. And they all want to outlaw the ability of future generations to defend themselves through bans on things like semi-automatics, which is pretty much every gun out there. Democrat elected officials believe we are racists, believe enforcing our border laws make us Nazis, and are now publicly terrorizing us through doxing campaigns, and they want to take away our guns. So I'll ask this again. If they are now willing to go so far as to dox us, what else do you think the Democrat Party, if they assume power, has in mind for a bunch of racists and Nazis once we are defenseless? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.